Greetings, brethren, and happy Sabbath. I'd like to start this message with a little humor. An elderly couple were talking one evening, and the husband says, "Honey, I am so sorry that I get angry with you. How do you manage to stay so calm during my foul moods?" The wife says, "I always go and clean the toilet." "And that helps," says the husband. The wife says, "Yes, because I use your toothbrush." Now, I'm not promoting that type of behavior, but I thought that would be a cute joke to lead in with this message relating to anger. Anger is perhaps one of the most powerful and complex of all human emotions. The purpose of this message is to prepare the followers of Jesus on how to deal with angry people in this world, and we have a lot of angry people in this world, and in the world tomorrow. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus teaches about two different types of anger: being angry ourselves or causing anger in another. Both are unhealthy. The first step to anger management is figuring out what makes a person angry in the first place. The title of this message is Understanding and Recognizing Triggers of Anger. Like being mad is an anger that is called a second feeling. It is triggered by something else a person is feeling. These triggers are called primary feelings. Many people find it difficult to identify their feelings and therefore struggle to recognize the triggers of anger. To deal with angry people, the followers of Christ must understand and recognize the primary feelings that trigger anger. People who understand and recognize the primary feelings that trigger anger can respond more effectively to feelings of anger in themselves and others. Everyone feels anger at different times and to different degrees. Therefore, understanding a person's anger thermometer is extremely helpful. So let's start this message by analyzing a person's anger thermometer. Okay, the slide you're looking at shows a thermometer with examples of different degrees of angry feelings. And these angry feelings are secondary feelings. Feelings of anger can range from being upset to frustration, all the way to rage and hate. The Bible teaches us some of these feelings of anger are not sin, and some of the feelings of anger are sin. Paul said, "Be angry and do not sin." Ephesians 4, verse 26. When you look at the degrees of feelings next to the thermometer, the feelings of being upset up to the feeling of being hurt are most likely not sinful feelings as long as we do not act badly on them. Jesus never sinned. However, our Lord must have felt many of these same feelings of anger when he went into the temple to drive out the money changers and those who bought and sold in the temple. Now, the feeling of anger towards the top of the thermometer, like rage and hate, are most likely sin. The Bible says, fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. Proverbs 29, verse 11. You see, only foolish people let their rage take over, unlike wise people who keep their feelings of anger in check. For example, when a person is feeling rage, like road rage, three things normally happen. First, they say and do foolish things they may regret later. Second, they may do things that cause problems for others. And third, they do things that may have a hefty penalty. People who are filled with rage are not in control and are not demonstrating the fruit of the Holy Spirit relating to self-control. When a person starts feeling hatred towards someone, they are not demonstrating the fruit of the Holy Spirit relating to love. Brethren, when our Lord cleaned the temple, I am sure he was not feeling out of control. And I am sure Christ did not feel hate towards the people he cleaned from the temple. Likewise, followers of Christ may at times feel upset, irritable, frustrated, or hurt. The trick is not to act badly on those feelings and not to let the feelings fester and grow into feelings of rage and hate. Paul instructs us on how to not let the feelings of righteous anger fester and become feelings of unrighteous anger. Paul said, "Do not let the sun go down on your anger and give no opportunity to the devil." Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. The feelings of righteous anger are not sin. However, righteous anger can become unrighteous anger and sin if they are not carefully watched and dealt with quickly. You see, the devil looks for opportunities to intensify a Christian's righteous anger into becoming unrighteous, sinful anger. Satan loves it when the feelings of anger begin to control the believer rather than the believer controlling their anger. If righteous anger is allowed to become unrighteous anger, then brethren, there must be resolution. And resolution will only occur if there is forgiveness on the part of everyone involved in the conflict. If there is conflict between any one of us and another person, the conflict must be settled in a loving, peaceful, and forgiving manner. Brethren, the angry feelings of being upset, up to hate, are often called secondary feelings. Most people use these secondary feelings to describe how they are feeling. How many times have you heard a person say, "I am so upset," or "I feel so sad," or they might say, "I'm feeling frustrated"? People use these secondary feelings of anger to protect themselves. Many people do not realize the secondary feelings of anger require a trigger to ignite them. These triggers are called primary feelings. As this slide illustrates, feelings of anger are like an iceberg. Only the secondary feelings of anger are visible. The primary feelings exist below the waterline, where they are not immediately obvious to other people or to ourselves. A primary feeling is what a person normally feels immediately before feeling a secondary feeling of anger. Brethren, let's look at some primary feelings and see how they trigger secondary feelings of anger from the Bible. This slide shows a list of some of the most common primary feelings. Primary feelings like fear, put-downs, loss, threats, powerless, confusion, disappointment, discouragement, pain, guilt trips, and less than feelings are triggers to the secondary feelings of anger. Let's take a look at fear. The primary feeling of fear includes feelings of being scared, afraid, worried, or anxious. For example, if a person is fearful of another person, place, or event, they may feel frustrated or upset, and sometimes even grow to hate the person, place, or thing. In the story of Jonah and Nineveh, Jonah experiences some secondary feelings of anger because God instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh and cry out against it for their wickedness. You see, brethren, Jonah knew if he did what God wanted him to do, the people of Nineveh would turn from their evil ways and God would not bring upon them his promised disaster. That's in Jonah chapter 3, verse 10. The future outcome displeased Jonah greatly, and he became angry. Jonah chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. We can be assured Jonah did not feel rage or hatred toward God or the people. However, he probably was upset or mad. Brethren, Jonah fled to Tarshish not because he was fearful or afraid to confront the people in Nineveh. Jonah was fearful or afraid that God's word would change the hearts and minds of Israel's enemies and allow them to escape God's promised punishment. You see, brethren, Jonah wanted the people from Nineveh to be punished. So when the people of Nineveh repented and God spared them of any punishment, Jonah grew angry again. Brethren, in this story, the primary feeling of fear of an unwanted outcome is what triggered Jonah's secondary feeling of anger. Now let's move to the primary feeling of put-downs and rejection. In the story of Cain and Abel, God rejected Cain and his inadequate offering. In Genesis 4, 5, chapter 4, verse 5, it says, God did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was very angry. Brethren, the primary feeling of rejection or put-downs triggered Cain's secondary angry feelings of rage and hate. Cain was so filled with rage and hate, he murdered his younger brother. Now, brethren, let's take a look at the primary feeling of loss. You see, Cain might have been feeling more than one primary feeling, which triggered his anger of rage and hate. The other primary feeling might have been the feeling of loss. Commentaries speculate that another reason Cain might have murdered his younger brother is because Cain was fearful of losing his birthright to his younger brother. The primary feeling of loss is powerful. It can trigger a person to feel many secondary angry feelings. For example, if a person loses a loved one, they can feel sad or upset. Some people even feel mad. And some people will even grow to hate God for their loss. Now let's move to the next primary feeling of threats. And let's review a story from the Bible where feelings of anger are triggered from the primary feeling coming from a threat. This familiar story is in 1 Samuel chapter 18. 1 Samuel chapter 18. And in this story about Saul and David, Saul becomes very angry at David because he felt threatened by the songs of the Israelite women. In verse 6 of chapter 18, it says, "Now it had happened as they were coming home, when David was returning from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women had come out of the cities of Israel, singing and dancing, to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. So the women sang as they danced and said, 'Saul has slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. In verse 8, Saul became very angry, and the saying displeased him, and he said, 'They have ascribed to David 10,000, and to me, they have ascribed only thousands. Now, what more can he have but the kingdom?'" The first primary feeling triggering Saul's anger came from the threat from the singers that Saul might be losing his kingdom. The secondary primary feeling triggering Saul's anger came from Saul's loss of glory. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says, "Saul became so enraged at losing his glory that he even tried to spear David." You see, Saul was losing his popularity with the people, while David was increasing his popularity. The third primary feeling triggering Saul's anger came from fear. In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 12, it says, "Now Saul was afraid of David because the Lord had departed from Saul and was with David." You see, in this story, we see three primary feelings triggering Saul's secondary angry feelings of rage and hatred towards David. The first primary feeling came from the threat of singers that Saul was losing his kingdom. The second primary feeling triggering Saul's anger came from Saul's loss of glory. And the third primary feeling triggering Saul's anger came from Saul's fear that the Lord had departed from Saul and was with David. Now let's look at the primary feeling of being powerless and confused. In the story of Balaam and the donkey, Balaam became angry at the donkey because the donkey refused to continue their journey to Moab. This familiar story is in Numbers chapter 22. Now, donkeys can be very stubborn. When a donkey refuses to do what a person wants them to do, they can make a person feel very powerless. Balaam tried three times to get the donkey to continue their journey to Moab, including striking the donkey three times. I could be wrong, brethren, but I believe Balaam must have felt powerless at this point. A second primary feeling triggering Balaam's anger might have been confusion. You see, scripture tells us this is the first time the donkey refused to do what Balaam wanted the donkey to do. And that is found in Numbers chapter 22, verse 30. Brethren, I could be wrong, but I believe in this story, the two primary feelings of being powerless and confused triggered the anger in Balaam. Brethren, it is a good thing God intervened, because Balaam's anger grew to a point that Balaam became willing to kill the donkey. That is found in Numbers chapter 22, verse 29. Now let's move to the primary feeling of disappointment and see how it triggers anger. In 1 Kings chapter 21 is this story of King Ahab and Naboth. King Ahab tried to buy some property that was situated next to the king's palace. King Ahab offered a very reasonable amount for the land, but his neighbor would not sell. In 1 Kings chapter 21, verse 4, it says, King Ahab went into the house sullen and displeased. The Bible Knowledge Commentary says King Ahab was sullen and angry. Brethren, imagine how disappointed you would feel if you were King Ahab and no matter what you said or did, Naboth would not sell his property to you. Brethren, time does not permit me to review stories from the Bible showing how the primary feelings of discouragement, pain, guilt trips, and feelings of less than can trigger feelings of secondary anger. God willing, I will address these primary feelings in a future message. Brethren, during the first 43 years of my life, I was only able to identify and understand the secondary feelings of anger. I knew nothing about the primary feelings. Once I learned about the primary triggers of anger, I was able to correctly interpret and react to my feelings and to the feelings of others. Brethren, let's conclude this message by reviewing three important lessons of this message. Lesson one, primary feelings help us identify what is triggering our secondary feelings of anger and the anger of others. The second lesson is it is important to learn to identify, understand, and deal with the primary feelings triggering anger. And lesson three, when we feel angry or when we are dealing with someone who is expressing anger, it is always best to communicate and deal with the primary feelings. Brethren, God confronted Cain with his anger by asking, "Why are you angry?" God was not puzzled about Cain's anger. He wanted Cain to analyze his own anger. That's in Genesis chapter 4, verse 6. Brethren, let's do the right thing. Let's learn to analyze anger. And let's identify, understand, and deal with the primary feelings triggering the secondary feelings of anger. When we feel angry, or when we are dealing with someone who is expressing anger, let's always communicate and deal with the primary feelings that trigger anger.